Beginnen wir können daven mit Sabbath, aber bekommen auf Chavav. Beginnen wir mit Basic und Tzmas, aber beginnen wir mit Gorah, Haimi Boile, that you need to eat in Sabbath, Mokam Nezik. What do you mean? That Petzal Tzach has Pazi can't use to say what you want to say, that Oin is Karatzen. It's did it tell you that you Chayiv in Tzar, even when you're Chayiv in Nezik. Now, the Reaper regarding the healing, Meshavis, and the loss of work, Abishas, and the shame, Kulu Mitzav Yofina, that we all learn from Tzar, that also the Chayiv in Mokam Nezik, like we're learning from Petzal Tzach, but we're learning from Tzar, but Mokam Nezik, all those other ones, we also learn that you also chayv them b'makom nezik, even when you're liable for the damages. Kimash machayv, like it sounds like more later on, daf pei hei em alaf. Damatana, he says, v'kulon chayv, v'tashlom b'makom nezik. No, no, Mila, we already know that all of them are liable for payment, even when you're liable for the damages. Amar b'zud, m'shmidei rabba, amakor, k'da pasid, petzitach ha-patsa b'chulu. So, which is the pasuk we wrote over here regarding tzar, mashma, it sounds like the kul yafin mitzah, that they all learn from tzar. Now, a pub, but the Moslem coin, the pub that says over there, oh my god, the puzzle of Rapi Rape, Lit Nripe, Mokum Nezik, that you learn that Ripui, Mokum Nezik from Rapi Rape, cool, if you're right, then all of them can learn it from Ripui. In time, it says, you mean to say, the Achmashma here, it sounds like that the Tsar, Shaleba Mokum Nezik, sounds like, okay, the Chiddush is, even when there's Mokum Nezik, we have a Tsar. It sounds like the obvious case of the Torah when it talks about Tsar, Shaleba Mokum Nezik, would be Pashat Fei. Would be more obvious because it's a curl that's Tzav Makom Nezik. You said, when do we need a pasuk to tell you? It's when Tzav Makom Nezik, when it would be Shlibi Makom Nezik, then it would be obvious it would be Chayv Tzav. Problem is, Berka Chaybul over there, or I'm supposed to say Pedal Demaves, Mashka Ipcha, sounds like the opposite. Because the Amar, the Gemara says that Tzav Shlibi Makom Nezik, the Mishalim, when there's no Nezik that you can pay for Tzav, Mantana, who's the town? Sounds like, oh, that's the less obvious one. Sometimes what you say is depends. You're right, there's two types. The Shalai B'makam Nezik will come on when the Gemara later on is talking about Shalai B'makam Nezik over there. Hayim B'makam Shalai Zoreshim, where it didn't make a mark. Kedigitani, as the Mishnah teaches over in the Pegim Abbez, Kavoy Al Tziparnav, he burnt him on his fingernails. Now, there, that's the, so the bigger Chiddush is, yeah, that Shalai B'makam Nezik is more of a Chiddush. Now, the Tzar Shalai B'makam Nezik, the Hach, but over here, where we're saying the more obvious one, the less Chiddush one, is the one when there's no nezik, I know al basagir, that's on his flesh, and nikud yishumai, where it's recognizable as a mark, and he did not diminish from his value. It's regarding that we're saying that, yeah, that's obviously b'chayv b'tzar. But makam nezik, how do you know? So it depends, there's different types of tzar shalav makam nezik. Now, b'tzar makam nezik in the halacha, what's when there's pain, when there's damages over here, which is the chiddush, he cut off his hand, he chopped off his leg. The avchas in mekasper, where he diminished his value, where there's for this nezik. Now, huli sheminalei, that you don't know, not from creating a wound, not from a burn, where that you wouldn't know necessarily that you can have a tsar when there's anyways you're going to pay for nezik, which is when you do permanent damage, and then we have to tell you from petzah tachas patzah. Next to his master begins Gemara that yeah you're right. Kurt said petza bit petza. What's tachas petza? Shemam and the tarati. We're learning both halachas from this pasuk. So it says you're going to say Leel previously at the end of Amud Aleph Amrin and we said that sina inah shel chaver b'shoyge goy bo'ainu. So let's say someone blinded his friend's eye by mistake or beyond his control. So he said nezikin dal drum light. It's only liable damage, not for the other four types of payments. But why tzar nami lechayv? Tzar, he should be chayv at least for also tzar, because the who crowed by min nezik except nami tzar. The pasuk that we learn out nezik in petzat tachas patzah, which is talking about nezik, you learn out tzar from there also. So that should have the same halacha. Someone says what he says now. The chama de matzino mifter shaygig bet petrinan. As much as we could exempt the liability of someone who does something by mistake, we exempt him. Kach makbina that we explain the high crowed by min shaygig. This pasuk that we're including shaygig is midavke ben nezik specifically in the damage part. The Ari Be'ikakra, which is really what the primary parts is talking about, but Tzar, which is really only learned out from a drasha, and therefore it's going to be limited to Nezik, not including Tzar also. The next is Master Begin with the Gemara in Eved regarding a slave is Pukit Rabbi Shimon Gamliel V'Rabban, which Taisa says, Tim, it's a wonder. Why? Because the Paragam and the Kedushan, the first Paragam and the Kedushan of Chabdam and Beis, and Taisa with the Master Mabai discusses, Mukmi Rabbanan, the Rabban explained, Hai B'Shicha Sa, when it says that he ruined this guy's eye or his teeth, and that goes free, excludes, meaning when he's only doing it in a destructive way, excludes l'hoishad yodah b'mei shifchar. So let's say he sticks his hand into the uterus of the maidservant, b'sima ubesh b'me'er, and he blinds the fetus in the womb. The potter is going to be exempt. Meshem shalein skabon la'ayin, he had no intent for the eye. So l'chamal is going to also didn't have an intent. So how are we saying that anyone's going to hold that he's going to be liable? If someone says, what you say is no, the Lebetru Rabbanu, but they do not exempt him, Elahecha Delay Niskavan Ayin, that's number one. He did not intend for the Ayin. And Begam Niskavan to Basar Shal Ebed, and he also intended for the good of this Lebetru Rabbanu, like over there. He's not intending for the Ayin, he's trying to help the mother deliver. I'm Niskavan Ayin, but if you have intending for the Ayin, then Avabit Niskavan to Basar, then even if the intent was for the good, Ayin, or the other way around. But Niskavan to Basar, there was no intent for the good. Avabit Niskavan Ayin, even though it was not intending for the Ayin, then Ayin, then no, then yeah, you could say that. That would actually cause him to go free. He has to have both variables to say that the slave will not go free. Sounds like that there was a previous awareness, which Tais explains, not so simple. It's only Mishum, the Gabigol is Ksiv to Bishkaga. It says many times the word Bishkaga, so the Rosh Lord expounds it in this way to say that, oh, okay, sounds like that you had some awareness beforehand. Because the Hagabicholov, Chalev, by the prohibition of eating Chalev, although it says over there that you do an error, like Hashin lois liyadia, we don't say that. Oh, you have to be chayiv on chaylev. You have to have known about it before. That's not true. My time and nami, and for the same reason, also my teen and bresh alien the girl and the gemara excludes and markers of zayin and beis. And this is the maskal ella discussed over there. Im mutter, if someone says like, oh, he said it's permitted mibishkogo from being considered as a shkogo like abigalis, we're going to galis. Abigav the gabishabes, but with the zarek said mishkogo. When you say you're liable for when you say something permitted to peck like on Shabbos, obviously, it's because it says the word Bishkoga many times, regardless, so we exclude liability. But in general, if it just says Bishkoga, that doesn't mean you'll be exempt from different categories like needing a Yediyah, as you find by Gullus, or Imam Mutter. That's only the Shkoga of Gullus that we have these exclusions. Next, if you had a mind to throw two Amos or four Amos, so Lein Shabbos Pater. So that's what Taisa says. The Gemara is telling us that we're going to Shabbos be Pater now. Not little Abayi, even according to Abayi, Dimachay Bepeg Kol Gadol on Shabbos of Ayin Gemalav. He actually holds you liable. So what do you mean? It seems like not like Abayi. So it says no. Hainu, that's Niskam Lezikshtaim Benimtzu Arba. That's you intended to throw Amos two Amos, and turns out it was really four Amos. You just didn't realize. You thought it was two Amos. That's Dumi Niskam Nachta Chatalis. That's similar to when you intended to cut. So it's detached, but it turned out what you caught was really attached. I knew that it's just sabotage. You thought it was attached, turns out it was really attached. Where the because if you intended for this and you cut something else, well, hainu masasik, that'd actually be masasik, like distracted, and crazed up your tesam days, and then actually would be potter. So here one was saying that you're potter because you intended to throw two amas. You intended to throw two amas and wound up going for amas. That everyone agrees is going to be potter. But if you intended two amas and you thought it was two amas, really was four amas, that then Abaye says you're nichayv. Next, Tesmas to begin the Gemara, Prat Maskam Lizuk of Hulu. That is clued that if a person has a mind to throw this amount and it goes that further amount, which Lashon Rishon Pish B'Kontras, the first interpretation Rashi brings is. It's excluding if you had a mind to throw two amas and you throw it four amas, where the law have machal ki yazid, that's not included, someone who's deliberately trying to kill a person. And instead, it went four amas. Oh, okay. Now, first Taisa jumps in and he says, but if I have a nichel farish, it would have been better to explain the law machal maki isha mace, a different pasuk. It's not, forget about ki yazid, it's not included in, you know, someone. Hits a person and they dies. I mean, he's not deliberately killing a person. Double eliminate. Where that's actually earlier pasuk milafarish ki yazid, then to explain the pasuk ki yazid on the pasuk which is later. But then it says, but then we can say, wait a second. My yitzchok l'chayev galus. Why? So we're saying it's not including ki yazid. It's rather considered shaloi tzada. That therefore he'll be chayev galus. Why are you obligating this guy for galus when he's niskaven lizik shtayim bezork arba? Why do you need? Why do you need to be mechayev? In other words, the mechasek is the potter. Why would you think to say that it'd be potter? To lift him misa batelasya, that it's definitely not coming to say that it's potter from misa. The pshita the shagi potter misa. We know that shagi is potter from misa. But someone says no, because the midrulite sediya darish beelahin nagaylin. The gemara shidarshins on these words of vashalite sada that he didn't try to trap this person. In Makat of Zaman Beis, and Tosfos over the Damascus Asha explains this, problem is Kamen Lizuk B'tzad Zeh. That's excluding if he intended to throw it on one side, B'zuk B'tzad Acha went to the other side. Well, Mahai Kra have a Patrina, and from that passage we would exempt that film is Kamen Lizuk Shtayim B'zuk Arba, even if he intended to throw two Amis, and it went and it went four amas. Essentially, it does the same, but you would have thought that actually you would be reminded from Gullus, from that same source, like we see that Tzad Acher is excluded. You would have thought that this is also going to be excluded when you tried to do amas and four amas. And we're saying that no, that that you are going to be chayiv for such a case of Gullus. That's one interpretation. Now, Pish Acher and Shapesh Bekuntris, actually, the other version of Rashi says actually Shapat Megalus. Not that you have in Gullus, in this case, actually being part of Gullus. Which is a kosher, because it's a little bit difficult, because the Perek Eilam HaGoylin, Amar, and the Gemara, and Malkus Dabzayim HaBeis, the Gemara says, in the past, there was suddenly below Eber, without hatred, Hadofi, that he killed him, Pratla Sayyidi, that excludes an enemy, that he doesn't have the Allah of Gullus. And below Tzdiya, what does it mean, without entrapment? It's Prat, this comes to exclude in the Skab and Lizik, but Tzadzeh, Bachel, Tzad Acher, intended to throw on one side, it went to the other side. And that's Blei Tzidiyah. And then the word Vashalei Tzada, that he did not entrap, that excludes if he intended to throw two amas and went four amas. Now, the Hashtam, Vashalei Tzada, the Chsib B'Reish Ve'ela Mashpatim, now, the Pasuk that says, Vashalei Tzada, in the beginning of Parash Mashpatim, Blei Lemutei Ahu, it should have excluded this case, the Dami Tfei Lifter, that's more reasonable to exempt, like, for example, if you intended to throw on one side, that you didn't intend for the side of the victim. I mean, to say that, like, if you say, like, the first Peshad of Rashi recorded that it's Tamim Chayiv, so yeah, after we say that you putter on the case of the Tzadzeh and then go Tzadacha, then we could say, but based on Dalar Amas, then you can be Chayiv. But if you're saying they're both going to say that it's a Petur, so then you should first say, In the beginning of Parash Mashpat, Mashleit Tzadda, to say that that's coming to tell you the Petur of Tzadzev and Tzad Acher, because that case is before the Litzdi in Chumash Bamidbar. We should first be Mayit, what has more of a reason to Potter from Galus, for example, Tzadzev and Tzad Acher, and then afterwards say the more Machudish to get Peturim. Shemot says, we can say, yes, no, Meshem, the Hisklav Tana, Lidrish, Krah, the Blitz Tia, right? Since the Tana started expanding the Pasuk of Blitz Tia, Maka Bereisha, so he first picked Niskav and Lezik Betzadzeh, because the Ritz Lahatskar Pasha Tchili wants to say the more obvious first. So, since we started Darshani this Pasuk, Mepesa, so it continues with Blitz Tia that says in this Pasuk, and then we say that that's the more Pasha, so he wants to Darshan them, and therefore that's why he quotes it from this Pasuk. Why did the Gemara need in Maseches Makos over there that to darshan b'shkaga from the word b'shkaga that it's lifter neskaven laharga behem of harga adam that it's going to exempt if someone intended to kill an animal, kill the person? Why do you need a separate ribo? Either it's oy neskaven lozik b'tzadze b'tzar b'tzad acher, which we're already excluding from there, and neskaven lozik b'shtam b'tzar garba, which we're excluding that halacha. So either way, we're going to know to exclude killing an animal, you thought you're killing an animal, you kill a person, to include in one of these miutim. The Hashem says, what he says, no, it's not true, because you need it, either they were right by each other, so it's not excluded from one side and going to another side. Or you know, you could take it, he thought it was an animal, it turns out it's a person, which is not anything about throwing two arms and four arms, it actually was the same spot you're trying to throw to, and still going to be potter. And that's what says with him, it's a wonder, because the pligi, Rebbe Rabbanon, there with this machlik is benishmat hamrazel mikitoi. Machlik is regarding how to translate what the pasuk means when it says that the axe slips out of his hand and kills someone. Was it that the iron slips out of the handle, or mina eitz hamispageya, or from the wood that you were chopping that flies out? Mamachai b'hai, mamachai b'hai. Each one holds it's a different case. Benish el nagoylin over there in the gemara mesechus makos davzayin. Question is, it says maichayev. But why is there a liability? It's like intending to throw two amas, it goes four amas, which we're excluding over here, according to this Pshat and Rashi. He's intending to chop the wood that's in front of him, and it goes at a greater distance. Why is that different than Zark Shtayim, Vahalach Arba? The word Rabba says, Zarek Kli Merdei Shagag. Throws a vessel from the top of the roof, and someone else in breaks it, he's going to be potter because mana tvir tava. So he says, Rabba gets in the gear, so it should be Rabba, because the Rabba Masafkalel, Rabba actually had this suffix on previous in the design of his Ibasami Karas and Eloi. Do you go after its initial act or at the end? And the Kabbalah says, the Nifshimir Rabba, Shur Rabba, the result of Rabba, who's his teacher, which is this teaching over here, that you see that we go basa meikar. Kinnah says master begins the gemara kod mesilkai. Now through a vessel from the top of the roof, and there are pillows and blankets beneath, and he comes and he pulls it away. He's going to be potter. Now Pirush of Alpha, he says the rabbi latame. Rabbi is going according to his reasoning. The less ladies in the garmi, which he doesn't hold of garmi, which is a more direct causation, but it's still a indirect type of causation. Berisha goes a kama, as we see later in the Btzad Chasim enough. Well, the reading here, according to the reader, appears no the hagrama bin nizakan. It's not garmi, it's only a grama indirect cause, because you're not doing anything to the item itself, you're just doing it by pulling away something else. Everyone's not necessarily rabbi l'shitasa. You throw a child from the top of the roof, someone else catches him with a sword. Because Taisa says, like, dummy lahar treifa. It's not similar to a case where when someone kills someone that had a mortal defect, had a critical terminal illness, the potl kulam according to everyone that you potl bail in the sof and tan and lamachas man alav, because there, the person was, there the person was a dead person. And, but this child, you're doing an act of killing him. And therefore, that's why it's a machlekes that maybe you'd be chayiv.